started to begin last week, Parak Aleph, Seif Aleph. The subject of the parak, which is a short parak, but very, very packed. The subject is Torah Shebichshav, Torah Shebaalpeh. And we began Seif Aleph with Torah Shebichshav. It would be kedai to take just 2 minutes to begin again from Aleph, at the beginning of Aleph, to just go and to join it together with Torah Shebaalpeh, which is the tachlis of the entire parak, and really the entire sefer. And just as we learned over the years that in Oris HaTshuva, the tshuva is much, much bigger than we ever imagined. The tshuva is much bigger. Tshuva is much more than I did something wrong, I have to try to fix it, and I'm sorry, and so on, which is itself, of course, wonderful. The tshuva is much bigger. So too, to understand what Torah is, that's the tachlis of learning this sefer, that it's also much, much, much bigger than than a collection of fantastic ideas and laws and philosophy and so on and so forth. And when we were learning tshuva, we felt and we saw that tshuva is everything, and when we were going to learn Eretz HaTorah, we're going to feel and see that Torah is everything. And one doesn't exclude the other. It's both. It's true. Tshuva is everything, and Torah is everything. So let's from the beginning, let's just quickly get back to where we were. Torah Shebichshav Mekal Meida HaTzinor. Again, we saw that is the original Ksav Yad from Rav Kook. Torah Shebichshav Mekal Meida HaTzinor HaYoyser Elyon VeYoyser Makif Shebenishmaseinu. Torah Shebichshav we receive through that conduit, that channel, which is the highest part of who we are, the Yosef Makif, the most inclusive and of our nishonis. On the Margishim Kirbo is Havhokas Tiferes Ha'ira Chaya Klolish Shalkol Hayikum. We feel from within Torah Shebichshav this great shining splendorous light that is the light of all reality, of all creation. It's the light coming milamala lamata, from above to below. It's Torah Shebichshav. Do'im onu al yada, we're able to fly, to soar, by means of Torah Shebichshav, that comes from that highest place. Lamala mikol higayin v'seichel. We're able to soar above, higher than anything of the intellect, anything of logic or of the intellect. It comes from the Infinite One Himself. It's a piece of the Or Ein Sof, as I said last week, like this meteorite that just made it through billions and trillions of galaxies, a chreis, on fire, and it flopped into the world. The difference is that when that rock comes into the world, so then it's fafalm. Its life has ended. And then it's just a subject for people, collectors and scientists and museums and so on. But it's already finished. It's done. The chiluk, of course, is the Torah Shebichshav life. Its life has only started when it burns into the world through all the layers of the atmosphere and it comes into our lives. Because we can grab hold of it, it's still on fire, it's leibedik. And with it, doim onu al yoda, we're able to soar al yoda, l'mala mikol higayin v'seichel. L'mala mikol higayin v'seichel. Above, higher than kol higayin v'seichel. Than anything that our limited minds could possibly think of, comprehend, understand. Choshim onu ruach elokim elyon merachefes aleinu. Through the Torah Shebichshav, we're able to feel, to sense a ruach elokim, this great ruach elokim, something from above, which is merachefes aleinu, which hovers over us, upon us, like the mother bird on the nest, nagas, ve'ena nagas, Al goes all of Yerachev Kanesha, Yotir Kinai, Al goes all of Yerachev, like it says in Torah, like the mother bird hovering over the nest, over her children. The gas, Fa'ena the gas, touches us and then it retreats, touches a little bit and pulls away. We can't quite take hold of it. Tosa al pnei chayenu flies over our lives. Tosa al pnei chayenu mima'al lahem. It flies above our lives, just above our lives. Umazrach ha'zayisam ba'ayra, and illuminates our lives with its light. Any time that we feel that a person feels the hisayus, even a person, a Jew who never heard of Torah, or he heard of Torah, doesn't know what it is, never learned any Torah, not Torah Shavuot, not Torah Shavuot Peh. From where does a person have a feeling that there's something higher than this world? That there's something, you have a person that doesn't have, according to the metzias of his life, really doesn't have a reason to go on living. There are people at Law Lena like that. That according to the reality of their lives, it doesn't make sense that they should want to get up the next day. There are people all later who are in that matziv. But there's something that they feel they don't in that stage identify it in any way with Torah. But it's tosa al pnei chayen mimalahem. There's something that's hovering over our lives and illuminates our lives with its light. That from there a yid has a hisayrus to something me'eva la'atzmai, beyond his limitations. Because there's something, this meteor, is it with meteor or meteorite? I don't remember, how do you say it? Oh, they're both right? Okay. So that's why it's meteorite, not meteor wrong. So they both. This has a hashpa in such a way where the person bechlal doesn't know, or the person doesn't know bechlal what it is, where this comes from, this feeling. It hovers over a person's life. The gas tossup nechemi malhun lazirachas aysamba oyrin. It illuminates life with its light. Ha'or mavik, the light is shining, it's bright. Noitze, it's sparkling. The chayder bakol, it penetrates, it seeps into everything that a flower wants to get up in the morning. If you ever ask a flower, what's your Indian in this world? What are you doing? So I said, I don't know. So what are you making such a big thing of here in the morning? Like, what are you waking up for? You have no tachlis. There's a tachlis. Can't explain the tachlis. Because that light of Torah Shebichsav, of that piece of that meteorite or meteor of Elokus that blasted through, it penetrates, its power, its force, its energy penetrates, seeps into everything in creation. It's the source of all creation from the Bore Olam, how Kosh Baruch Hu made the world, which we'll talk about later on, if Kol talks about. Tachas kol ha-shamayim yishreyu. Under the heavens, he sends it forth. Tachas kol ha-shamayim yishreyu, v'oiroi al-kanfei sa'aretz, it's the entire pasuk. Under the heavens, he sends it forth. It's light until the end of the earth. The light of the Torah is until the end of the earth. There are some people that you and I have met that they look to us like they're from the end of the earth. They come from a place that's called the end of the earth. It doesn't have to do with anything like exotic or oriental, like they're from, you know, some place in the world, some island. The end of the earth means the person that can't see any reason to live. There's no cheshik, nothing. There's nothing in his life that's great. There's nothing that's big. So he doesn't feel a purpose in life. But the light of the Torah Tachas kol shamam yishreyu va'oyrei al kanfes ha'aretz. Its light shines until the end of the earth. Till the end of the earth. A person who's at the end of the earth. Even something which is a doimim, even a rock. Something which doesn't appear to us to have any life. It's the end of the earth. The light of Torah reaches the end of the earth. Even the end of the earth. Again, that's not, obviously we're not talking about the information of Torah. If you would ask this person who's at the end of the earth, what do you think about that Tosis and Menachas? It's something, isn't it? You'd say, I've never heard of Tosis, never heard of Menachas, I don't know what you're talking about. The same if you would ask that flower, that rock, what do you think about the Maharal? He says, well, so who's the Maharal? But the whole chiyus of that rock, of that person, is from the Maharal and from the Tosis. It's the whole chiyus. It's that what gets the person up and gives the person a sense that there's something that's me'evalai. It's happened to people. Maybe some of us have felt this. Sometimes you're someplace and you feel there's something else there, right? I'm not talking about spooky things. But there's something else. That's something else in a Jew's life, which is noitze sparkles v'chayde v'akol, tachas kol ha'shamayim yishveyu, v'oyrei al kanfes ha'aretz. Lo ruach ha'um ha'chayde l'ar gadol zeh. Again, we're chazing a little bit of reviewing. The spirit of our nation didn't create this light. This is not an electric bulb. It's not something that, it's not man-made. Teresh B'Chsav is not man-made. We didn't make this. Ruach Elokim, Yoytze Kol Yitzav. It's the Ruach Elokim, the creator of everything. Ruach Elokim, Yoytze Kol Yitzav. The Ruach Elokim, the creator of all, created this, formed this. What is this? Teres Chayim Zayis Yisoid Yitziras Kol Ha'olamim Kulam. The Teres Chayim Zayis, this living Torah, which is the foundation of all creation, of all worlds. That's Teres Shebichsav and Teres Shebal Peh. The Teres Shebal Peh on the Yordim Kvar El Chayim. Whereas Teres Shebichsav is hovering over the world, nagas ve'ena nagas, touching and not touching, mati v'le mati, merachefes. Teresh bal peh, that's already teresh bal peh on a yardim kvar elachaim. Then we already are descending kvar elachaim to life. What does that mean? Here it's no longer a feeling, a sense. Here it's not something general. Something esoteric that's higher than me and beyond me that gives me a purpose, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Just like when you and I learn Torah Shebichsav, we never feel that we quite get it, right? You don't quite get it. If you learn 100 Mefarshim, you know that there's much, much, much more here that you don't get. And that's in the parashas that we've all done over and over. We try to learn parasha and to understand Chumash. Then when you start going to Navi, for those who have even ventured there, but if you start to learn Navi, Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel Malachim, you start to learn Navi, I'm not even talking about Navi Machreinim. You just don't get it. I just don't get it. What's all of this about? Some interesting stories. A lot of fighting. Then when you get to the late Nevi'im, most people don't really get much to the late Nevi'im except for Haftarah here and there, or Bar Mitzvah or something. But to follow along, you know, Shabbos and Haftarah. But if you learn Nevi'im Achronim, well, they're saying something looks very, very important. I don't know what they're talking about. They get back to the Ksuvim, they get to the Gilsesta, that's Purim that's nice. It's happy. All kinds of stuff like that. But through our whole relationship, the Torah Shebichsav, that is doing something we're not quite sure what. But with Torah Shebaalpeh, that's when you roll up your sleeves. Torah Shebaalpeh, you roll up your sleeves and you dig deep into the world. And here we're already talking about Anu Chashem Sheheinu Mekablu Mesa'ira HaAliyon Levitzina HaShayni Sheben Neshama. Now we feel that we're receiving this great light from above, but through a second Tzinor. You see, that's why Tzinor, it seems, that's what he's, not Tzior, it's Tzinor. He's consistent above and below. He uses the word Tzinor. So that's why in the Ksav Yad originally on top of this also Tzinor. Here, he says, that light we're able to receive through the Tzinor HaSheni Sheben Neshama. The second Tzinor, channel, pipe, conduit, whatever you want to call it, kli of the neshama. The Tzinor HaMeskarav L'chai V'maisa. With that Tzinor that draws already close, that's connected to the day-to-day life, Chai HaMaisa, not a general awareness or aura, a sense, a feeling, but this is a Tzinor HaMeskarav L'chai HaMaisa. L'chai HaMaisa. Similar to what we've spoken about over the years, the Maharal explains the difference between the Luchas, Rishonis Luchas Shnias, the first story of Matan Torah in Parshas Yisro, which is not so far away, and then the last, which is in Parshas Veschanan in Sefer Devarim. And we've spoken about this a number of times over the years. There are differences in the two stories of Maimon HaSinai in the Torah. There are a number of differences. So for instance, just one is that in Parshas Yisro, the reason for Shabbos is the reason for Shabbos in Parshas Yisro is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is Maaseh Bereishis. That's the reason in Parshas Yisro. But in Parshas Veschanan, the reason is Veschatik Avaki Avaki Yisro Veschanan. In Parshas Veschanan, at the end of the Torah, in Devarim, the reason to keep Shabbos is to remember you were slaves. In Yisro, remember that God created the world in 6 days, and on Shabbos was Shabbos. And then at the end of the Torah, the Baruch Shalom says, remember that I took you out of Mitzrayim, you were slaves, and therefore I gave you this day, Shabbos, and keep Shabbos. Right? That's the difference between the first Luchas and the second Luchas. So the Maharal explains that the fifth book of Chamish Yechum Shetera, Sefer Dvarim, this is a very big Indian in the Svarim HaKadoshim. The Mishnah Torah, the Sefer Torah, is already Karav El HaMakabal. It's already has a bechina, a certain quality of Torah Shebaal Peh. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu, Sefer Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, is no longer just a conduit for the Dvar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking as Moshe Rabbeinu. Until that time, everything is Vayda Rashon Moshe Leimu. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu is recording it, it's like there is no, it's Vayda Rashon Moshe Leimu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is just opening his mouth, and the Shechina is the rest of the Groina, but it's like there's no Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything is happening. Because the first four books of Chumash are Karav Al HaNoisin, the Maharal says. It's closer to the giver of Torah. It's pure Torah Shebichsav. Pure Torah Shebichsav, which is that light. That light that's Nagas, Veinu Nagas, touching, not touching. It's here, but it's not here. Therefore, we understand that in the first version of Maimon HaSinai, the point of Shabbos there is Maaseh Bereishis, creation. Creation is something that none of us participated in. We weren't there. And it's something that's completely from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's beyond us. And the reason for Shabbos in the first Luchas is completely Torah Shebichsav. Meaning, it's that light that is beyond our grasp, it's here, it's flying over our lives, and it illuminates our lives, and it gives us chizuk and excitement and a reason to live, but we're not quite sure what it is. We're not quite sure what it is. But in the final book of Chumash, which the image that the Maharal uses is two people holding on when something is being given over. So in the initial stage, at the beginning, it's karev al hanoisin, it's really in the hands of the one who's giving it. At the end, it's already in the hands, it's being transferred to the hands of the one who's receiving it. All the differences between the first luchos in Parshas Yisro and the second luchos, Parshas Chanan, the Maharal explains all of the differences, Shomer ben Zachar and so on, all of the differences the Maharal explains using this Yisro, that the beginning of Torah is pure Torah Shebichsav. At the end of Torah, there is the first Hisnaitzitzus, in the final book, which is Mishneh Torah. There's the first Hisnaitzitzus, the first little bit of a spark of man's Torah, of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Moshe Rabbeinu is now Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not Vaidaber Shalom Moshe Lema. It's Ve'eschanan El Hashem Ba'isev, and I cried, I begged. So Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking in the first person. And it's Karv Ela Makabel, therefore, in the Luchas of Sefer Dvarim, the Baruch Shalom says, keep Shabbos, because, you know, you were in Mitzrayim and I took you out. So that, there was, yeah, that we understand. We understand what it means to be a slave and to be taken out. And it's Karv Eleinu. It's very close to us. We feel that. We understand it. That's really the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why I mentioned in the past, Reb Tzadik says what we need, that the completion that we make of Sefer Devarim, which is really the completion of the Kol HaTorah Kula, we make that on Yontif Sheni, on Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is an interesting day. It's a day that comes from Klal Yisrael. Not that the Rebbe Shlomo David told us anything about Simchas Torah. I don't want to disappoint anybody, but there's nothing in the Torah Shebichsav about flags and apples and hakafis and anything like that. It's nothing stuffed cabbage, whatever else, you know, you associate with the simple Torah. It's not in Torah Shebichsav. And not only not in Torah Shebichsav, it's not even found in the Gemara. Simchas Torah is not in Shas. Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah is the Tzina Hasheni. What Rav Kook is talking about is the Tzina Hasheni, Tzina Hamiskarev L'Chayev HaMaisa. Tzina Hamiskarev L'Chayev HaMaisa. So it's interesting that we finished Sefer Devarim Davke on Simchas Torah. So the inyan of Sefer Dvarim is the intermediary between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So the completion takes place on a day, which is Klal Yisrael's original creation, so to speak. Of course, it connects to the light above, but it's Klal Yisrael's Chai HaMais of Klal Yisrael. And it's an interesting thing, the whole Yontif of Simchas Torah, the way Yidden live through Simchas Torah and what happens in Simchas Torah. The Chai HaMaisev Klal Yisrael and Simchas Torah is an extraordinary thing. Chai HaMaisev Klal Yisrael. But you have to be careful that it shouldn't become something which is not appropriate. Because there's so much in the Chai HaMaisev of Klal Yisrael, it's so much a part of it's so much coming from within Klal Yisrael, and there's so much a part of the Ruach HaUma that if your Ruach is not a Ruach that is pure, that is holy, then Simchas Torah could be just stand a day of Nairishkeit and get ready people that just get drunk and spend Simchas Torah like I don't want to say God forbid, like Shikarim like Nairishkeit. Worse than Nairishkeit. If the Ruach of Jews is not, but when it's in the right way, there's something so comfortable, there's something so you feel on Simchas Torah like so much at home with being a Jew. That's a feeling of the Chai HaMaisit Torah Shebaal Peh in all of its glory, even past the Gemara, later than the Gemara, in all of its glory, all the Minhagim of Simchas Torah in every community, there's different things, all the creativity of Klal Yisrael in their in their search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trying to grab on to the light of Teresh B'Chsav and to bring it into our lives, the Chaya HaMaisa. So the second Luchas is, remember that you were slaves in Mitzrayim, and therefore you should keep Shabbos. It talks to us in a very direct way. It's something that every person can relate to. That's the second Sina. That's B'Sina HaMaskar of L'Chai HaMaisa. And therefore, with Teresh B'Alper, Anu Chashim, we feel. Sheruach ha'uma, the ruach of the nation. Sheruach ha'uma. Hakshura kishal heves begachelus, that is bound like a flame to the coal, to the burning coal. Sheruach ha'uma. Hakshura kishal heves begachelus borat teres emes. The ruach of the Jewish people is like a flame attached to the coal of the light of Teresh Emes, of the Teresh of Achsav. Can't, God forbid, separate between Teresh Baal Peh and Teresh of Achsav. Any Jews that try to do that are no longer Jews. It's just a matter of time. You can't separate between Teresh of Achsav and Teresh Baal Peh. You can't separate between the Shalheves and the Gachelas, God forbid. If you separate between the Shalheves and the Gachelas, then there's nothing, there's death. The Shalheves, the flame, and the Gachelas, the coal. The ruach of the Jewish people is kshur b'kashal heves b'gachelis, is bound and attached like a flame to the coal. B'or teres emes. You could say, what do you mean? Where did you come up with this thing of Simchas Torah? So you might, God forbid, think, like people who are not connected, kishal heves b'gachelis, might think that it's just, after this whole long time of repentance and of fasting, people need a little bit of a break before they get back to work. It's just to have a party. It's lovely. You see, there's such a thing by going, I don't know what it is exactly, but I just heard about it. There's a thing called awake. You ever hear of that? Heard of that? Awake? No? Not all Christians do that, but they have a thing like that, a party or something. If the person dies, they make a thing. Awake. I said it wrong? Awake. Oh, no. Wait. Yeah.
We're not all awake.
Yeah. I don't know what they do. They give a l'chaim to the mace. And they make a l'chaim with the mace. They drink it, that's the thing they do.
It's like a kiddush with the body.
It's a pretty weird thing. Yeah? Really? They stand them up out of the car. They're sitting, not standing. Unless it's crowded. They're standing room only. They make a party. Okay. So, Hashem Yerachem and Baruch Elokeinu Shehiv Delonim HaTorim Lashon HaTorah Emes. The Torah Emes, what does that mean? It means that there's such an inyan that to make with a mace a l'chaim. Now we lahavdol, we believe in Tchias HaMeisim, but that's later on. Not now. That which is the opposite. If chalila a person is not attached, in a person's life, if he's not attached, kishal heves begachelis, the Torah Shabbosav and Torah Shabbalpeh, it's not some sort of a thing that you might think that, God forbid, that after the holidays, that after the fasting and all of this, that Jews just need like a wake, that they need to have this thing like this person, I guess. I don't know where that comes from. It's Avodah Zarah. Because I've never done such things. That after a person dies, like this has been, life has been really horrible. It's been miserable. And now the person is dead. So let's drink a l'chaim. Let's make a l'chaim. Let's have a party over this leaving of the world. Over this separation. So a person could chalila think that Klai Yisrael created Chas v'Shalom some sort of some sort of a thing, a party like that, or that Purim is, God forbid, something like that, chas v'chalila. That's only in the mind of people who are no longer living kishal heves begachelis, with that reality of the truth of Torah Shabbat Peh, like the fire that's connected to the coal of the Or Torah's Emes, that is shining into our lives. And it's only with that Ruach HaKadosh of the Chachamim and of the Tzaddikim, and of Klal Yisrael, which is the Ruach HaUmah, that picks up on the reverberations of the Torah's Emes, which we're going to be learning through this parak, that we can rise up with our customs of Torah Shabbat Peh, of a day like Simchas Torah, to grab onto that part, that meteorite that's coming from down from Shemayim, and to soar with that fire of the Shalhavis Begachelis. So therefore, Rav Kook says, "Anu chashim shivuach ha'uma hakshura kishal heves begachelis." The ruach of the people, which is kshura kishal heves begachelis, Ba'or Tav says, "He garma ba'af yahamiyuchad." That ruach of the Jewish people that is inseparable from God, which is the Torah Shabbosav, from the light above, even though we don't understand it, and it remains always a bit aloof in our lives, hovering over our lives. But the Ruach of Klal Yisrael is inseparable, is bound, Kishal Heves B'Gecheles. That has caused, He Garma Ba'ofya HaMiuchad, that has brought about the unique character, nature, style, Shetersh Ba'Pen Neitzer B'Tzirosa HaMiuchada, that the Tersh Ba'Pen, even though Tereshbal Peh seems to us to be a complete human creation, chas v'chalil, it's not. It is something that we feel, it's a miskar l'chaya ha'maisa, because there HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us room. He gave us room to express the Ruach HaUmah, the spirit of our people as it longs to connect to the Or of the Torah's Emes that comes from above, and that these two Ors from above and below join together. He garma ba'ofya hamiyuchad, shetar shabal peh noitzer b'tzirosa hamiyuchad. Vaday, therefore, and we're going to see this in some Ma'ar Mekamis also, we'll get to next week, Bez Hashem. Vadai klulihi, or maybe we can still, no, we have to stop. Vadai klulihi teres ha'adam hazayish b'teres Hashem. Certainly, certainly. Klulihi, included and bound together, are these two teres. Teres ha'adam and teres Hashem. Teres ha'adam, of course, is teres ha'adam. Anybody that says, God forbid, that Sefer Mishneh Torah is not part of Chumash is a kaifer. Someone that comes along and says, "Ah, this is already Moshe Rabbeinu who's making speeches here." Okay, Bereishis Moshe Rabbeinu, remember, I'm a Kabbal. But then once we start over here, Eilo Dvarim, when we start Sefer Dvarim, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. And the two, that's Moshe Rabbeinu made that. That's his own in you. Until then, I'm accepting that this Torah Hashem, and Sefer Dvarim is a Torah Ha'adam. Anybody that says that is a Kaifer, a Torah Moshe. It's a kaifer. Teres Moshe is Teres Hashem. The Ramban Hakdama. Why it doesn't say at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Vaydavra Shalom Moshe Lemer, Bereishis Barlokim. The Ramban talks about, explains in Hakdama. You can't separate between Teres Hashem and Teres Av. That's why we call it Zichu Teres Moshe. The version says Zichu Teres Moshe Avdi. Zichu Teres Moshe Avdi. It's my Torah. It's my Torah, and it's Teres Moshe. That's in the first pasuk of Tehillim. Ubisarosa yegeim v'layla. Ubisarosa. Ahalchem b'teres Hashem. Ubisarosa yegeim v'layla. Teres Hashem. Teres Ha'odam. And they're not allowed to be separated. V'adai kluli teres Ha'odam azayis b'teres Hashem. Teres Hashem, he gam he. Teres Hashem, he gam he. Simchas Torah, he gam he, Simchas Torah is Yontif. It's Yontif. And all the halachas of Yontif and all that Yontif means is Simchas Torah. With the special dinim, of course, of Yontif Shein Shagolius, of course. But all the halachas, it's a Yontif, it's Hashem Yontif, Torah Ha'odim, Torah Hashem. The time that the person probably feels this in a very, very strange way is when you're in Eretz Yisrael. When an American, when a chutzlar is the geyid, is in Eretz Yisrael, and everybody else is going on the buses and going to work, and you're going hakafis, you're dancing hakafis. It'd be such an odd thing. But Torah Adam is Torah Hashem. And anybody that goes over to you and says to you, what are you doing over there? I'm not talking about, they're talking about the machlokes and halacha. There's a very big difference of opinion in halacha, whether or not, under what circumstances a person is keeping Yontif Sheni while he's in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not getting into that. But you go with that mahalach of that those poskim that say that you're supposed to be having a simchas Torah. Some guy comes over to you and says, listen, this is ridiculous. You're dancing today. It's a very nice thing, but it's your own dance. You made this dance up, and you could just as easily go to the ballroom and have a dance. And you have to say, that's kfira. I'm dancing Hashem's dance today. You're going out to the bus, you're going out to the bus to work, and you're putting on tefillin, whatever else you're doing. And it's a regular weekday, and by me, I'm dancing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the dance of Teres Shabbach Sav, Teres Adam. Taras Hashem with the Taras Adam, Taras Hashem and Taras Moshe. It's that dance that you're dancing at Simchas Torah. You're standing there in some place in Yerushalayim or in Tel Aviv, and you're dancing on Simchas Torah, and everybody looks at you like you're crazy. The Israelis, what are you doing over here? What are you doing? You could invite them into the dance, but it's a dance of Taras Adam and Taras Hashem. And really every piece of the Gemara is, and every word that you learn in the Mishnah is, every minig, every halacha, it's that dance. It's that dance of Taras Adam and Taras Hashem, of the Baruch Shalom dancing with his people. And it's only because of the Ruach Ha'uma, which is Kishur Kishal Heves B'Gachelas. And remember that when you're learning Gemara, when you're learning Mishnah is, when you're observing a yontif, when you're keeping a mitzvah drabon, it's kishur b'shalheves, kishalheves b'gachelas, kishalheves b'gachelas. Every second, kishalheves b'gachelas. This isn't something that the rabbis thought of a nice idea. How does that happen? How did it get from above to below? And how do we get from below to above? That's the subject of this cipher. But it's kishalheves b'gachelas. Leon, you wanted that?
Mentioned about the Mishneh Torah, but in the Gemara there is a discussion that Chazal were doubting to include the Sefer Yecheskel in the Ksuvim in the Tanakh. So there is a fine point of
sure. There has to there are criteria. Kehelis also, no, there are criteria. Shirim also, right, there are criteria.
So are they or are they not? Or
they are.
But there was a big machlokes, you know, there were...
That's fun, but now we have. The machlokes is a lot of fun. And the machlokes is finished. And when you go home, you'll open up your Tanakh and you'll see the Baruch Hashem. Yecheskel is doing well, he's alive and well, and Kehelis is there. And Shirashim, everything is fine, everybody's fine. Yeah, there's a machlokes, but that's what it is. And when there was a hachra, the machlokes, when the outcome was decided, then heaven and earth got into that dance, and that dance is now called the dance of that part of Yiddishkeit that's called Sefer Yecheskel, Shir Shirim, with all the drushes of Chazal. And you see on Shir Shirim, the medrash on Shir Shirim is the biggest medrash of all the medrashim, and the Zohar Kodesh that we have on Shir Shirim. And Davkin Sefer Yecheskel is the Ma'aseh Merkava, that since Bryas Ha'olam there wasn't such a big meeting between heaven and earth, like by Sivayim Akav and Sefer Yecheskel. The reasons that there was a fear of including certain parts of Tanakh and Tanakh were not because there was something lacking in the, God forbid, in the truth of that nevuah, of that nevius, but it was a question of how ready was the world to receive such a light before Mashiach comes, and whether the world has the kalim to receive the world. So the Rebbe Akiva said that the whole world wasn't kedai till Shir Hashirim. So he was saying that the world is ready for Shir Hashirim. The whole world has been waiting for Shir Hashirim. The Rebbe Abzushi, other tzaddikim, said that the holiest thing is when a person is able to dance without moving. So you don't have to even lift your hand to dance. You can dance in place. So he says, Teres Hashem hi gam hi. Ha'ayin ha'pekucha. Ha'ayin ha'pekucha shal tsofer basbeklari ha'mi'ira. The open eye of the visionary, of the Navi, who saw basbeklari ha'mi'ira, the clearest vision. Asbeklari ha'mi'ira is the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Kook is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw like through a transparent, like as compared like a shining through something transparent. The eye of that Navi, who saw everything in such a way, Asbeklari ha'mi'ira, ha'neman b'chol beis Hashem, which says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Loiken avdi Moshe b'chol beis ha'neman hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was trusted in all of Rabbeinu Shalom's house. He was our greatest Navi. Neman b'chol beis Hashem. Lo efshar. It can't be. Lo efshar. It's not possible. Lo efshar shemimena tiyeh nelemes shifas chayim zois l'chol pitucheha. It can't be that this great outpouring and wealth of life, meaning of Torah Shabbat Peh, it can't be that it was hidden from him. L'chol pitucheh and all of its developments, it can't be. Moshe Rabbeinu was the spokesman for Torah Hashem, right? At the end of his life, he began to cross over in our way of seeing the Torah Shabbat Peh. It began. It can't be that the one who embodied Teres Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is a human being, it can't be that the Teres HaOdom was hidden from him. He was, Sof Kol Sof, an Ish Elokim. So it can't be. He had within him both, Ish and Elokim. And therefore it can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu was separated from the Teres Shebaal Peh and all of the future development, all of the way and how it would develop and unfold. And therefore, Chazal have taught us in a number of places. Gam ha'she Talmud Vosik Osid L'chadish ha'kol nema l'Moshe Misinai. Any future chiddush that a student of Torah would be able to be mechadish, any future chiddush, ha'kol nema l'Moshe Misinai. Everything was said to Moshe Misinai. That doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Inyan of Simchas Torah, or the Chiddush that some Talmud Chacham is coming up with right now when he's learning, you know, Masechta Ksubas. That's a subject that's beyond what we're talking about right now. It's connected, obviously. But we know the Gemara that tells us that Nachshon Moshe Rabbeinu came in and he heard the lecture of Rabbi Akiva and he didn't understand it. Where did this come from? And then Rabbi Akiva says, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and then Moshe Rabbeinu felt good about it. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu, on the one hand, was apparently not familiar with the information of that Shia. But then remarkably, he was reassured when he was told that this is your Torah. This is your Torah. And he didn't say, I don't know what you're talking about, I've never heard of this. That's a very, very big inyan to understand what we're learning. Kol Masha Talmud Vosik Asa L'Chadish HaKol Nema L'Meshav Yisrael. Any future Torah was already told to Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't mean in that form, in that shape, with those words. Without going into that, all the problem of that right now, it's a very big sugya. We've spoken about it over the years in different shiurim. The Gemara in Bavli and Yerushalmi learned this out from the Pasuk. In Chumash, Kichol HaDvar Mashadiba Hashem Yimochem Bahar. Kichol HaDvar Mashadiba, Kichol HaDvar, everything, all Torah, anything that could possibly be. Hashadiba Hashem Yimochem Bahar. Hashem spoke, Hashem said on the mountain. And on that, the Gemara says, Melamed Sheherei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Dikduke Torah, Dikduke Seifim. The Gemara says there in the Gila. That Hashem is Baruch. This teaches us that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu all the digdukis, all the pilpul, all the ideas and concepts and halachas and everything. The whole Shnayis, Gemara, Zohar, Medrash, everything. Moshe Rabbeinu, it was showed to him. Again, it does not mean that he had all the information. But all of the light and all of the kelim, all of the means of reaching those dikdukim, and all of the energy and ruchnius that are underlying those dikdukim, and the ruach ha'uma that filled Moshe Rabbeinu, everything was there at Har Sinai. It was a matter of unfolding over the years and being revealed, just like inside of us. There's much that A lot that we haven't seen in ourselves. Ushnei Orim Halalu, and these two lights, the light of Teres Hashem, Teres Shebuchsav, and the light of Teres Odom, Teres Shebalpeh, these two lights, Basim Olam Shalem, together create a perfect world, an Olam Shalem, an entire world. Sheshamayim v'aretz yishku b'saychai. The world where heaven and earth are kissing. Here, the word yishku is connected to the word l'nashek, which means to kiss. But it's also, those of you who learned mikvaris are familiar with what hashoka means. So you know that when you have the actual water of the mikveh, the mikveh that we go into, so the hole that's open to the bor, where the actual water came from Shemayim, right? So you don't see that's in the that's locked, and nobody's supposed to go into there because they cause a lot of problems in halacha. So that what you only see is the mikveh, that's the Teres Shebaal Peh, right? You see Teres Adam when you go into the mikveh. You see only what's man-made, the mikveh. So you see the mikveh that was excavated and fixed up and built by human beings. That's what you see. That's where you go. It has nice tiles, hopefully. Only a couple of flies floating in the water. This should be okay. That's the mikveh, that's the Teres HaAdam. But then there's a mysterious room. And it better be connected to the mikveh. Not down the hall. If someone tells you it's down the hall, it's not so good. It's right next door. There's a mysterious room. If you're courageous, you could take a peek through the hole in the wall of the mikveh, and you could see a little bit, right? That place where the waters from the bor and the waters of the mikveh kiss, that process in halacha is called what? Hashoka. Hashoka, that's a kosher mikveh. Hashoka. What's the neshika? What's the kiss? It's the kiss between the waters that come from the Bari Island, from the Creator, from Teres Shebuchsav. You understand? Yeah. Hazim Roshamava, the bear of Sishmaris, Yarev Kemota Lichi, Tizal Katalim Rosi. The rain is Teres Shebuchsav. That's the Bari Shalom sending down into the world. The mikveh is Teres HaAdam. Our way of purifying ourselves is by joining together these two waters. There's a hashaka and the shika between the rainwater and the water that comes from New York City or wherever else, you know, in Nassau, I don't know what they get. There's that, it comes from the same faucet. I know there's no one here that thinks that we have that you constantly have that much rainwater coming into the mikveh. The rainwater was the first couple of months when you make the mikveh. That's when you gather together the rainwater. And how that's done has to be without humans staring that rainwater. And there are many halachas, thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of halachas, of how to make sure that human beings don't mess up the Teres Hashem that comes from Shemayim. After that, the way that we have such a nice mikveh filled with water, that's the faucet. But oy vavoy, if someone, God forbid, if you can have like a Bernard Madoff of the mikveh world, that's going to pull off some scandal where it's just a faucet, and tricking Jews that are just dipping into some bathtub, God forbid, chalila. If you don't have that hole and that opening between heaven and earth, that's the hole of the mikveh, is the hole between heaven and earth. The bor is Teres Hashem, that's the rainwater. The water from the faucet, like any other faucet, it feels just like turning on the faucet in your house, or in your own bathtub. That's Teres Adam. The Hashak is what makes into a mikveh. And a Jew who stands in this place that seems to be totally my creation, and knows that it's connected kishal heves begachelis to the rain that comes from the Bari Olam, that person can purify himself. But if there's a separation, God forbid, or if you go there and you have it closed and you never open it up, chas v'chalila, with a man it's not a problem. But if we don't have a base of mikdash, but if God forbid, if a woman's title and no one opened up and there's no hashaka and you don't even have and you don't have a second one with the conventional means of kashering the mikveh. So we are going to the halachas right now. If it's just a hashaka, so then there's no connection between, then you're just in a bath. So there has to be a flow from one world to the next. Teres Hashem and Teres Ha'odim. Teres Hashem and Teres Ha'odim. Even though if there's a shir, I'm not going to the halachas now. It could still be a kasher tefillah, even if that's closed. But that's why we have the second one, just to make sure. But the two worlds are joined together. That's what Rav Kook is saying. Shnei Oyrim Halalu, Oysim Oylem Shalom. Shemayim V'aretz Yishku B'Soich. That's the meaning of Yishku, Hashaka, the Neshika of Shemayim, Teresh V'Chsav, with the waters of this world, which is Teresh Shaval Per, which is Teresh Ha'adam. And the rest of the Perek, Rav Kook explains more and more the nature of this Neshika. Good shot.